are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
By the time you have finished listening to this tape, you will be able to increase your sales, increase your profit percentage, improve your close rate, while at the same time you are developing an improved relationship with your customer, developing a customer for life. Let's get started. Okay, so that we begin on the same page, let me ask you a few questions. Go ahead, answer them out loud. Have you ever driven up to a prospective customer's door and found a waiting line of competitors? Sure you have. How does that make you feel? Well, your answer certainly didn't include making you feel valued. What is it about the customer's perceptions about you as a contractor salesperson that tells them this is the right thing to do? I'll bet your answers included something like, well, they think we're all the same, and perhaps they believe they can't trust you. Now let's take a look at what's happening when you're sitting at the kitchen table. Have you ever had a homeowner spread out 3, 4, 5, even 6 competitive bids on the table and then tell you that you have to beat the lowest one? Again, what is it about the customer's perceptions that tells them this is the right thing to do? Right, again, they figure you're all the same and there's a lack of trust. How does that make you feel? Again, not valued. Well, there are fundamental, understandable reasons why your homeowner customers behave this way. Heck, I'll bet that as a consumer, you have acted this way. I know I have. There is a simple, honest way to address these homeowners' concerns. It's called giving them what they want. Now, as you listen to this tape, you're going to hear certain words and phrases that make sense to you. If you're driving, just listen. If you're sitting down, write them down. These little nuggets will help you when you communicate with the customers about these concepts in the future. Now let's talk about this for a moment. A generation or so ago, most people did business with local vendors. There was a local pharmacy, a local supermarket, a local dry cleaners. And we got to know people when we did business with them. In a sense, we had a relationship with these people. Think about that for a moment. Now think about a business you repeatedly go to today. If you're from Seattle like I am, it could be a local Starbucks, or it could be a grocery store, or a hardware store, or an automotive repair shop. Now how do you feel when you go there? Right, I'll bet you feel good. I'll bet you feel recognized, appreciated, feel like you're going to get your problem solved. What do people there do to make you feel that way? I'll bet they look you in the eye, smile at you when you come into the store, call you by name, ask you some questions about yourself and your family. When people do that to you, do you feel it's genuine, real, and sincere? I'll bet you said yes. Would you say you trust them? I'll bet you said yes. Would you say you get value from the purchase? Again, I'll bet you said yes. How do you know you get value? You know you get value because you go back. Would you say you have a relationship with the company or the people? Probably both. If I ask you which one you have a better relationship with, I'd say you'd say the people. Now, let's take this from another point of view. Put yourself in your customer's place. You're considering making a major purchase, one of the biggest in your life, one that will affect you and your family. Now you're about to have a stranger come into your home and sell you something you know very little about. How might you, as a customer?
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.